January Kills Me by Evan Cady, Chapter 2. I don't normally come into contact with actual dead people. Even the thought of dead people gives me the creeps. And here I was staring at two of them. I took a deep breath. It didn't help. I took another one. Who was going to tell Mrs. Singh, the wife, scratch that, the widow of the dead man? I hoped not me. Maybe I could put it in a letter. Dear Mrs. Singh, your husband, the unfaithful reject, and his, friend, experienced nirvana, literally. Their souls are now mingling with the ether. No, it better not be me. I continued to try and breathe without seeming like I was gasping for air. Ben, his face grim, ordered his team to secure the area. I shoved more candy into my mouth. Ben tapped the overhead light, turning it on, then pointed the tip of his radio my direction. They're both dead, Sam. Is there anything you want to tell me? I stopped crunching to glare at him. Oh yeah, like, hey, they're both dead. Does that help? You didn't know they were both dead? You didn't go up there? I swallowed the remaining candy in an angry gulp. Why would I? That would be... I thought something seemed off, but... And Celia said, you were very clear, I stammered, then gave up sounding coherent. The sugar rush on top of the adrenaline pumping through my veins from seeing dead people was making my ears ring and my face hot. Why are you sitting here questioning me anyway? Shouldn't you be out there? Don't you have a job to do, officer? I flung the candy wrapper into the center console. Sam, stop yelling at me, I shouted. I'm not yelling. You are yelling. Well, now I'm yelling. God, you're impossible. Ben jerked his door open, and a white bug with big, blurry wings flew into my car. Ah! I fumbled for the latch. Do something! I pried my door open and scampered out. Get it out! Ben stepped out of the car and slammed the door. It's a moth, Rialto. Why don't you try using your pepper spray? Ooh, good idea. Wait a minute. Are you mocking me? You break into my car. Break in? Hardly. The doors weren't locked. You nearly kill me. I saved you from choking. And now you let a scary bug into my tiny car. Are you nuts? It's a moth. It doesn't even bite. Ben's radio chirped. Sir, should we send backup to your location? I looked over at the four officers. Two dead people were behind them, but their attention was directed toward us, yelling at each other over the top of my car. Embarrassed and infuriated, I sucked air in over my teeth. The cold and my aggravation sent shivers down my spine. Thank you, but I've got this under control, Ben growled into his radio. Clenching it in his fist, he glared at me. Did you just hiss? You can't leave me with a moth in my car, I pleaded, self-respect a minor priority at this point. I don't do well with flying insects in confined spaces. He shook his head. I have more questions to ask you. You can't leave yet. Bullshit. I can leave, and I will. After you remove the moth, you let in. You can ask me all the questions you want tomorrow when I have food in my stomach, and when it's warm and there aren't dead people nearby. Don't leave, he ordered, then stalked off to join his team. I couldn't care less how stern he sounded or what questions he wanted to ask me. It was going to take them all night to process the crime scene. I was cold, angry, hungry, creeped out, and needed to be home. But first, I had to take care of a bug. At the age of 8, while on a camping trip, I had an encounter with a moth in a portable toilet. To this day, moths, and for that matter, toilets which aren't directly connected to plumbing, are things I work diligently to avoid. Using tremendous caution, I opened my car door, leaned in slightly, and spoke as politely and firmly as I could. "Please leave, Mr. Moth. I need to go home." There was no response. I leaned in further, clicked off the overhead light, and rolled down the driver's side window. Having made all the allowances I could for the moth's voluntary departure, I grabbed my cell phone and stepped away from the car. There was a text. "Are you awake?" Ben and his crew were completely ignoring me now. I dialed Maxie's number. Yes, I'm awake, I whispered into the phone when she answered. And I have a problem. There's a moth in my car that won't leave. In your car? What time is it? Where are you? And why are you whispering? She asked, a little out of breath. Normally, I would ask why she was out of breath. At this time of night, I would assume it was because she just had terrific sex. I was nearly always right. But tonight was about me. Me and the moth, and Ben, and dead people.